Monday was opening day for the Cardinals, but a different kind of opening day took place in Litchfield over the weekend. The first Litchfield Pickers Market took place on Sunday afternoon downtown.
Awesome. I mean, overwhelmed. Phenomenal how many people showed up.
That's Mark Brazel of Litchfield Prairie Pickers. He was the one who came to the city with the idea of the Pickers Market.
It's been shoulder to shoulder all day long, so we're very happy with the response that we received. Happy with the city support and, you know, everybody coming out and Sarah's work that she did with the advertising and everything. I mean, everything was key to all of this coming together. And people have made money. You know, the town's made money. People have found good junk, and everybody's coming back next month. So it's going to be great.
Robbie Wolf from the History Channel's TV show American Pickers attended the market. He says he gave Brazel some advice that seemed to make for a successful first market.
People don't want knickknacks. They want actually good quality antiques. So if you could bring quality antiques to the surface and actually continue to bring that stuff out every month after month, you'll get a good show and people will actually come out. I mean, I think there was probably 3,000 or 4,000 people that showed up today. And talking to the vendors that were here that actually had good quality stuff, they all did well.
Wolf says some vendors left the market early.
The vendors I talked to said that they were actually happy with the turnout. Two or three vendors actually had to leave because they actually ran out of product. So I would say it's a pretty good day for Litchfield, pretty good day for Mark. I'm glad I could help out.
You're gonna make stand, you big still borrow. In addition to tables full of vintage and collectible items, the market featured live music in the afternoon. One of the vendors, Litchfield Mayor Steve Doherty, says there's events scheduled each month to coincide with the market.
I think it's just going to build. Be much every month we're going to have a different sort of activity. We had Robbie Wolf here, of course, and then we're going to next month, I believe we're going to dedicate our fountain in Library Park. And then in June we've got a car show. We'll be all the way down Monroe Street for three blocks, and we also have the Route 66 tour coming in the same day. So that day we might have 4,000 or 5,000 new people in town.
Over 25 vendors were at the market with everything from full-size traffic lights to vintage Bee Gees lunchboxes. However, not everyone found something.
I don't think I even had a chance to look. I've seen so many people walk around with wonderful things, and if I wish I had an opportunity, but it's all right. There's always another month.
That's Litchfield Tourism Director Sarah Wagner, another one of the organizers behind the event. If you missed out on opening day of the Litchfield Pickers Market, that's okay. It'll be back every second Sunday through October. For WSMI News, I'm Sarah Tomach.